listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast. A podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing. Educating. Empowering. Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, maximize your sales in the off-season with Medicare supplements. Discover why these plans make a great addition to your portfolio. ASG Episode 51, Getting Started Selling Medicare Supplements, written by Roxanne Anderson. How many times have you heard that the Medicare supplement market is booming with opportunity? We all know the stat about the number of baby boomers turning 65, and yes, we are guilty of mentioning it too. Instead, we want to tell you today how you can capitalize on the opportunities that selling Medigap insurance provides and make baby boomers' business all yours. Why sell MedSups? With Medicare Advantage sales far less abundant outside AEP, landing new prospects can be tough. But consider this, just 33% of Medicare beneficiaries are in an MA plan. The remaining 67% in original Medicare could benefit from the extra coverage of MedSups. Here's what makes selling MedSups so great. Most don't require annual certifications. You can use them to connect with people in original Medicare and make sales during lock-in. You can still enjoy the perks of selling MedSups during the annual enrollment period. E-applications are available from most carriers, so you can sell over the phone. MedSup production often qualifies for carrier incentive trips and bonuses, like Ritter's 2018 100K cash giveaway and our 10K cash giveaway. And lastly, there's the endlessly repeated statistic. Approximately 4 million people will age into Medicare over the next 12 years, or 10,000 every day. Let's take a closer look at MedSups. Standard benefits. All MedSup plans A through N, are standardized. This means plans with the same letter offer the same benefits from carrier to carrier and in almost all states. In Massachusetts, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, standardized plans can be changed without federal approval. On the other hand, plans with different letters offer different benefits. We've made it easy to see the differences between standard Medicare supplement plans. You can visit our show notes to download the infographic after you finish this episode. It's a helpful chart that shows the main benefits covered by plans A through N, and again, that will be available in our show notes for you to download. Other key points that you need to know, MedSup plans that offer more coverage often have higher premiums. For instance, Plan G usually has a higher premium than Plan A. All MedSup plans are guaranteed renewable, meaning clients can stay in their plan if they continue to pay its premiums. Plans D, G, M, and N are not guaranteed issue. Hence, clients who are not healthy enough to pass underwriting cannot join or switch to those plans outside of their Medigap open enrollment period. Comparing MedSup rates. Since beneficiaries get the same benefits from MedSup plans with the same letters, offering plans from carriers with the most competitive and stable premiums is the key. You can easily target these plans through Ritter Insurance Marketing's Medicare Quote Engine, or the MQE, as we like to call it, a state-of-the-art plan comparison tool. To use the MQE, you must be registered at RitterIM.com. So if you're not registered, we've got you covered with the link to registration in our show notes. When you log in to RitterIM.com, click on the orange menu button and select Quote. Once you submit your client's zip code and other pertinent information, you'll be able to view premiums sorted into A for annual, S for semi-annual, Q for quarterly, and bank for monthly premium dollar amounts for all available MedSup plans. Most plans require monthly payments to be paid through a bank draft. You can review each carrier's agent guide or MedSup application for their specific requirements. You'll also see other important plan information like the carrier's AM Best rating, which scores the carrier's overall financial health. Typically, the higher the rating, the more stable the carrier. However, an A rating for a small carrier that mainly offers MedSup products may hold more weight than an A+ rating for a large carrier that offers other products as well. Each plan listing displays the application fee required by the carrier, if applicable. The effective column indicates the date the rate went into effect. As an agent, it's your responsibility to verify the rates provided to a client are correct. Rate sheets are available through carrier portals. Talking with clients. If your client is interested in a MedSup plan, it's important you ask them about their health, lifestyle, medical needs, budget, and preferences. MedSup plans can have different rates based on an individual's zip code, age, gender, use of tobacco, and marital status. And while all plans give beneficiaries the flexibility to visit any Medicare provider inside the United States, only certain ones include a foreign travel emergency benefit. Some clients are willing to pay more for the security that benefit-rich MedSups offer, especially if they have or foresee health issues that could lead to large out-of-pocket expenses. In fact, the most popular plans right now are C and F, and those are the ones offering the most coverage. Keep in mind, though, the upcoming MedSup changes will soon prevent new Medicare eligibles from enrolling in these two plans. Additionally, there are times when you should recommend MedSup plans K, L, M, and N. People appreciate an agent who provides products that fit their wants and their needs. From our experience, those who have a large, diverse portfolio that includes multiple MedSups build the strong client relationships that allow their businesses to thrive. Don't forget to visit our show notes to download the infographic we mentioned earlier, Standard Medicare Supplement Plans and Benefits. We will also have the link to register on RitterIM so you can start working with us and take full advantage of our tools like our MQE. And if you're still on the fence about that, we'll also have a link to our episode on the 4 reasons Ritter should be your FMO. That does it for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. If you like what you heard here today, chances are that someone else will too. We'd love it if you took a moment to share this episode on your social accounts with our hashtag ASGPodcast. Feel free to tag us too, Ritter Insurance Marketing on Facebook and LinkedIn, and at RitterIM on Twitter. Thank you for your support, thanks for listening, and we'll see you next episode.